Welcome to another Outlet at Home. I'm Vince Thomas, lead pastor of the Outlet Community Church, and it's my honor to come wherever you are in the world today. If you're watching live right now or the rebroadcast or listening to us on our audio podcast, welcome. God bless you. I've been praying for you, and I believe that your heart will be encouraged today. If you have your Bibles, go with me to two opening text scriptures, Ephesians chapter 4 and Romans chapter 12. Ephesians chapter 4 and Romans chapter 12. I want to encourage you right now, get your Bibles, get your notebooks, your tablets, get everything out. During this season of prayer, I really want to lay a foundation into your life and into your spiritual development. I believe that it's important during these times that when life happens, you have an anchor for your soul, which is the Word of God. So we are going to dig into the Word, and I'm looking forward to marching through it with you today. I also want to let you know, go ahead and get your communion elements ready, because at the end of our altar call today, we're going to receive Holy Communion and commence 21 days of prayer where we're simply going to seek the face of God. 1 hour a day. All we're asking is that we just minimize distractions and we get in position to hear the vision and wisdom that God wants to download to us. But going back to Ephesians chapter 4, starting at verse 11, it says, "Now these are the gifts Christ gave to the church, the apostles," which means sent ones, "the prophets," which means the ones who speak on God's behalf, "the evangelists," the ones who proclaim or market the truth of God's word, "the pastors," what better word for that is shepherd, "and teachers." He said in verse 12, their responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church, the body of Christ. Notice, not a building, but a people. Verse 13, this will continue until we all come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son that we will be mature in the Lord, measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ. Then we will no longer be immature like children. We won't be tossed and blown about by every wind of new teaching. We will not be influenced when people try to trick us with lies so clever they sound truth. Sound like a susu. I ain't gonna deal with that yet, but just know I'm coming for it. Instead, we will speak the truth in love, growing in every way more and more like Christ, who is the head of his body, the church. Verse 16, I want you to focus in on verse 16. It says, he makes the whole body fit together perfectly. As each part does its own special work, it helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy, growing, and full of love. Now let's go over to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. And we'll start looking at verse 4 and we'll go to verse 6. And again, Paul is writing a letter to the Romans and he's saying, just as our bodies have many parts and each part has a special function, so it is with Christ's body. We are many parts of one body and we all belong to each other. Verse 6, let's focus on this. It's in his grace that God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. Heavenly Father, as we take a moment to just focus on you right now, we quiet down every distraction in our home, in our lives, in our minds, and we focus on what it is that you're trying to get through us. Father, I completely submit to your plan. I completely submit to your way. Whatever you have that is to be communicated, may I do so with all boldness, with all wisdom, with all knowledge, and in love. Father, I pray for every person that's listening to the sound of my voice. God, whatever it is, Father, send your shalom, nothing missing, nothing broken. And we thank you for what you will reveal to us. It's in Jesus' name we pray, and everyone says and types in, amen. What I want you to notice is that all of us have a unique gifting and a unique ability, but each of us has a role that we're meant to play. I believe that as we kick off 21 days of prayer, I want us to expand our mind, and I want us to expand our scope of what we look at when it comes to prayer. Naturally, we're thinking about what we need and what we need to get from God, but I want us to take it a step further and realize that each of us are a part of a greater collection. Each of us are a part of the grand scheme, which is the entire body of Christ. which means that my life is connected to the life of someone else. That just by the sheer nature of us being able to communicate the word of God today, that spiritually we're having discourse. There's a connection spiritually that's happening. And as I began to look at these scriptures, the thought came up that in church we have not highlighted the gifts in the body as we should have. The Lord spoke to me and said, Vince, there have been so many weeks and so many months and so many years of church attendance where people's gifts have not been maximized and utilized in the proper fashion, to where people went without not knowing that they were sitting next to the very answer that they had prayed. What I'm trying to communicate today is that each of us, and you specifically, have a gift that this world is ready to experience and to see and to know. And it is now time for you to accept the call God has for your life. Each of us, no matter what role we play, have a significance in the kingdom of God. Some of us may feel like, well, I'm not as noticed as someone else, and I'm not as known as this person and that person. Nevertheless, in your physical body, the parts that aren't visible sometimes are the most important. Now, for a person who's actually walking around and conducting business, if we were to see their heart, we would say there would be a problem with that person. But that person who's walking around and conducting everyday life, we don't see their heart, but the fact that they're moving means that their heart is still pumping. Their heart isn't seen. And I would hate to think that the heart would get upset that it's invisible. So it says that, well, since I'm not being seen or not in a place where others would notice what I'm doing, I'm just going to stop. And I believe that there are those who have gifts and you have been hidden, but the fact that you've been hidden is because there is a greater purpose. There is a greater need for you in the kingdom. And now it's for a time such as this. I want to encourage you that during our 21 days of prayer, I'm asking that you craft out time in your calendar, on your schedule, where you say, this time belongs to God. This time belongs to just quieting down all the distractions so that I can hear specifically, God, what are you trying to say? Now, I've been sharing in different meetings that we've been having with our leadership and in the various opportunities I've had to connect with different members, that I am sensing a stirring in my spirit. And the stirring in my spirit is a urge or a call or a burden to prayer. Now, when I say that I'm having a burden to prayer, I'm not talking about something that is laborious or something that is stressful, but it's a longing. It's a pull. And what Holy Spirit is asking me to do is to come directly to you and say, listen, I don't know what feelings and what thoughts you may have about prayer, but I'm telling you right now that the most important thing that you can do is spend quality time with God every single day. I sense in my spirit in the next couple of months, we are going to need to have our spirits sensitive and in tune with what God is trying to say to his people. The Lord warns his people before things come upon the earth. And I believe that God is attempting to get a warning to your household, but not only your household, but our household collectively. And I'm so grateful for the gift of technology that has allowed us to come wherever you are in the world today. I believe that God wants to get a message to us. And when we all come together, as it says in Romans chapter 12 and verse 5, we are many parts of one body and we all belong to each other. Because in verse 6, it said it's in his grace that God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. 1 Corinthians 13 says that we all see in part and we all know in part. So it's important for us to bring our parts together almost like a puzzle. And you bring your piece, I bring my piece, another person brings their piece. And when we all bring our piece to the table, we're able to see a picture of the perfect will of God. But it's important for us to realize that in this season, our goal is to build a healthy and a connected community. Because of the outbreak of the coronavirus, one of the major things that has been impacted is our ability to have close proximity with someone else. In fact, there's a natural trepidation for the most part when people are less than 6 feet from each other. Now, although that's wisdom, what we have to remember is that physically, although we're asked to keep distance, spiritually, we have to work all the more to make sure that not only are we connected to our Heavenly Father, but we remain connected to each other. I want to encourage someone who's feeling like they are alone and in isolation and life has happened. I want this outlet community to be a place where you feel safe, a place where you can go to and be honest and authentic. One thing I'm noticing in relationships is that the longer we're together, the more we have to be intentional about being vulnerable. What do I mean by that? It seems like the longer that we're together, the longer that we are a church and we are a body of believers that comes together and does life together, there is a natural pride in us that says that I am ashamed to say that I'm dealing with what I'm dealing with after all this time. And I want us to reverse that in our culture to say, no matter what's going on, I need to know I can go to a safe place and I can talk to someone who is not going to judge me because of what's going on currently in my life. What I'm saying is that I don't want people to live in isolation. You may be living by yourself physically, but I want you to be able to say, I'm just one phone call away from true community. I'm one text away from someone who is going to stop what they're doing and they're going to pray for me. I am always covered because I have a group of people who understand that each and every one of us belong to each other. We are not islands. And that's the heart that God is wanting to communicate. That if I had to set the goal that we are building a healthy and connected community, I guess what I'm saying is that we are one huge squad. And our focus has to be that our entire squad wins. Or in other words, whole squad winning. Now, how do we define that the whole squad is winning? The whole squad wins when the whole squad is whole, spirit, soul, and body. Now, I'm not naive to believe that in 21 days that everyone's going to have all of their physical, emotional, and spiritual needs met. But what I do believe after 21 days is that we'll be able to put in habits inside of our church. We'll be able to put in practical applications so that every place you turn, you know where to go to get the healing that you need. All of us are going to, at some point in time, get bruised and bumped and kind of shaken at times. Each of us need a place where we can go to find healing. But in order for us to have our whole squad winning, we need to go ahead and enlist a coach to help us. And I want to introduce you to our CEO and coach. Our CEO simply means our chief empowerment officer and coach, who is Holy Spirit. Now, I had us in Romans chapter 12. Go back a couple of chapters to Romans chapter 8, and let's look at verse 26. Romans chapter 8, and in verse 26. And it says, and the Holy Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. The word weaknesses simply means our inability to produce results. The Holy Spirit is going to help you in the areas where you haven't been able to produce. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for. So in our natural mind, in our natural intellect, we are limited in what God's perfect will is. So when we enlist the help of our coach, Holy Spirit, He's going to help us to produce results by aligning our prayers to pray specifically God's perfect will for our life. It says, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. And the Father, who knows all hearts, knows what the Spirit is saying, for the Spirit pleads for us believers in harmony with God's own will. So it's important to know that when you submit to the coach of your life, who is Holy Spirit, He is constantly leading and guiding us in all directions. There has not been one moment of your life where Holy Spirit was not there saying, hey, you might want to do this. Hey, you might not want to do that. Hey, you might want to date this person. Hey, you might not want to send them a direct message back. The Holy Spirit is constantly talking to us. You may want to invest here. You might not want to invest there. Hey, I want you to do this. Hey, I want you to do that. He's always talking, but the noise from our outside world is clouding the leading of His Spirit. He's a perfect gentleman. He's not going to yell. He's not going to force you to listen to Him. He's simply going to be patient and loyal until you slow down for Him to give you direct insight into every question that you have in your life. Well, when you submit to Holy Spirit, what you'll see is what I call the long game. In this Christian walk, you have to play the long game. You can't get caught up into short-term results. You can't get caught up into trying to get things quickly or get answers fast. You have to be in a place where you understand that this kingdom doesn't operate according to natural time. I believe it's in 1 Peter where it says that a day is as 1,000 years to the Lord. Listen, I need a couple hours, you know, not days. But when it comes to time in God's eyes, we have to understand that we can't rush things. And when we contact our coach, a good coach will do three things for you. A good coach will establish you to have the right pace. A good coach will help you establish the right form. And a good coach will help you make sure you're aligned in the right purpose. I'll give you an example. Here recently on one of my apps on my phone, it's a running app. And on the app, they have a guided run. And on the guided run, they assign a coach to you. And as you're getting ready to take part in the run or your journey, however long it is, the coach comes on and gives you a general overview of what the run will be like. He gives you initial instructions as to the technique and the form and the purpose of the run. What I realized in starting to use this app about a month ago is that for 32 years, I'm 33, so for 32 years, I've been running the wrong way. So there have been things in my life where I've had certain success in. I've been an athlete, I've played on teams, had a chance to play in college, but I didn't realize until I had a coach come in to correct what I had been doing my whole life, that had I had a coach in the times where I was playing all of those sports, I may have gone further than I did. So Holy Spirit wants to be a coach to you. There may be things that you believe that you have a handle on. There may be things that you say, I already know. I got it. I understand. Listen, Holy Spirit wants to give you insight, to give you the right pace. There's a rhythm to His grace. There's a rhythm to life. We can't get caught up in comparison and looking at someone else and looking at this person and looking at that person and saying, why am I not where they're at? Why am I not further? There is a pace that He wants you to run. We need to have the right form. When you run wrong and you run all out of control, you don't run as far as you could. Same thing in life. When we don't have the right form and we're not praying in alignment with God's will, we're running through the spiritual activities and not producing any fruit. But most importantly, we have to understand the right purpose. And in prayer, Holy Spirit gives us, what is the purpose for my prayers? Well, you see in Romans chapter 8 and verse 28, it says, and we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose for them. What I am learning about in life is if you just hang around long enough and you don't quit, you hang around for what I call the spin. It might not start off right. But over a period of time, as you're saying, Holy Spirit, I am checking in with you. Help me to have the right pace. Help me to have the right form. Help me to live for the right purpose. You'll begin to see that no matter what happens, God has a way of spinning it around so that you get His good from it. Some of the darkest days and darkest moments of my life in that immediate time seemed like I could never come back from. But when you just make a decision, mentioned that, God, I'm going to focus totally on you. You begin to hang out with your coach who showed you that there's a spin to it, that right now God is turning around things that you said were over, that you said I can't come back from. And when you hang on long enough, you'll be able to have the same testimony that we read in Romans chapter 8, which says, and I know, not that I heard, not that I think, no, I know by experience that God causes everything to work together for the good. So anything in your life that does not look good right now, when you take it to Holy Spirit in prayer, he'll give you the long view to show you that I know right now it might not feel good. I know right now it might not look good, but in the end, it is good. And when you begin to see that it is good, you begin to see that it is God, because God is good. And because God is with you, no matter where you go, the end result is that it has to work out right. So it's important for us to embrace what Holy Spirit is doing in our life. And so I want to invite you on a journey for these next 21 days when we're going to say, Holy Spirit, I'm here. Don't come with your agenda. Don't come with your list. Don't come. I need you to answer. Listen, just say, as Isaiah said in Isaiah chapter 6, here I am. Here I am, Lord. When the burning bush was there and the Lord began to talk to Moses, Moses said, here am I. That's our heart posture. And when you go with a blank slate, Holy Spirit will help you to write down the right purpose behind every prayer you pray. Can I pray with you today? Right now, you may feel like life is just all over the place. You've got a lot of questions and you want answers and you want them now. Let me tell you the first answer. Submit your life to Holy Spirit. That's right. You're trying to hold on to certain things. You're trying to manipulate outcomes. It is not going to work like that. You will stay bound as long as you stay in pride. You will stay stuck as long as you don't ask for help. And right now, I believe that God is here for all of us to say, I am here to help. In this season, I want God to move in our hearts, in our lives, individually and collectively like we've never seen. My heart is to see our whole squad winning. But I want to see our whole squad winning when you are whole, spirit, soul, and body. And we will not stop until every person on earth has a relationship with Jesus Christ. Can we pray today? If you're out there and you want a better relationship with God, you want a fresh start, there's some information that's coming up on the screen. And as I'm praying with you right now, go ahead and take that next step and text me. And we'll be sure to follow up with you just to see how we can be praying for you this week. And so, Heavenly Father, for every person that's watching, for every person that's listening, I'm committing our ways into your hands. As Jesus said in the Garden of Gethsemane, not our will, but your will be done. God, may you be glorified in our life. May you be glorified in our homes. May you be glorified in our businesses. May you be glorified in our relationships, our marriages, every part about us. May you be glorified with our children. May you be glorified in every day that we live. God, for those who may not know what to do next, you are the way maker. So make known to them what their next step is. I thank you for your grace that empowers them to do what they otherwise could not do in their own strength. And we praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been so good to me. You've been so kind. You've been so loving, ever faithful. Oh, you've been so. Until I see you face to face, until at last I've run my race, remind me you're not finished yet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God has been so good to us. And one thing that I want to adjust as we go forward before we enter a season of prayer is I don't want to wait until the end to receive Holy Communion. I want to start at the very beginning of seasons of prayer so that we are reminded that we're not praying to get anything, to earn anything, but we're praying from a place that says, God, you have already given us everything that we need, and we are going to receive Holy Communion to just remind us. So every day you get up to pray, you're praying to access what you already have. And it's not because of our own efforts. It's because what Christ has done for us. Now, if you go with me just to see this for your own eyes to the book of Hebrews, chapter 9, Hebrews chapter 9, and I'm going to be reading verses 11 all the way through verse 15. And it says, so Christ has now become the high priest over all the good things that have come. He has entered the greater, more perfect tabernacle in heaven, which was not made by human hands and is not part of this created world. With his own blood, not the blood of goats and calves, he entered the most holy place once for all time and secured our redemption forever. Verse 13, it says, under the old system or under the old covenant, the blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of the heifer could cleanse people's bodies from ceremonial impurity. But watch verse 14. Just think how much more the blood of Christ will purify our conscience from sinful deeds so that we can worship the living God. For by the power of the eternal Spirit, Christ offered himself to God as a perfect sacrifice for our sins. That is why he is the one who mediates a new covenant between God and people, so that all who were called can receive the eternal inheritance God has promised them. For Christ died to set them free from the penalty of sins they had committed under the first covenant. What it's saying here today for us is that the covenant that we are about to partake of through communion is being held together by the body and blood of Jesus Christ. And what I love about serving a living God is that Jesus lives today to make sure that what he purchased with his body and with his blood is being enforced in the lives of all those who will receive the free gift of his grace. When Jesus died, he covered three areas in our life once and for all. You see, according to the Old Testament, they had to go once a year to atone for all their sins. But it said that Jesus is the sacrifice, not bulls, not goats, but the person of Jesus Christ, once and for all, paid for all of our sins, past, present, and future, so that we can go to God with a pure conscience. Meaning we don't have to go to God thinking about, did I do this right? Did I not do that right? Do you love me? Am I in good standing with you? He says, all of that is proven because I gave my body for you. I gave my blood, and my blood will never lose its power. So today I'm going to ask that you get a cracker or a piece of bread and let us partake of the body of our Lord. You may partake. Thank you, Lord. It's because of his body. It's because of his blood that we're able to have access into the throne of God. And every day you wake up, I want you to remember that it's because of Jesus, not you. It's because of Jesus, not you. It's because of what he did, not what you've done or not what you can do. It's because of what he did that guarantees all of the rights and covers all of your sin, your sickness, and your wealth. If there's right now sickness inside of your body or sickness inside of the body of someone you love, just right now confess the power of God over them and say they are healed in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now get the juice. As we partake of this juice, it's his blood that cleanses us from every sin, every impurity that it ever caused us to have distance away from God. It's right now that when we partake, we're reminded that because of what Jesus did, we can go boldly to God's throne. And when you wake up every day to pray, go boldly. Talk to him as you would a friend. And you may partake of the juice. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of being able to commune with you. I pray that every heart that partook today senses your power where they are. Oh, we love you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hey, everyone. My name is Brian King, and I'm coming to you on behalf of the Legacy team. I am proud to inform you that we are partnering with the Summerhill community to provide and distribute almost 200 bags filled with school supplies and PPE for the students of Summerhill and the Outlet community. We will also give supplies and PPE to the teachers at King Middle School and the teachers at the Outlet community as well. For our back-to-school efforts, we have set a goal to raise $6,000 over and above general tithes and offerings. We want to ensure that we are promoting equitable practices within and around our church community. But that's all for now. Be safe and God bless.
As you all have heard from Brian, we are endeavoring to raise $6,000 toward our back-to-school initiatives. I want to thank you all so much for last week. You all raised close to $1,000 in our first week. So if you desire to give, you can go to theoutletcommunity.com/give. For those who are giving toward back to school, there's a drop down that says back to school. And again, we're asking this over and above your tithes and offerings so that we can continue to do the work that God has called us to do. You all have been completely phenomenal. Our goal and our desire, and we will supply 252 students and teachers with supplies and personal protection equipment. God has graced our ministry to be able to be an impact in our community, and I want to thank you for helping us to do just that. I'm going to ask that if you're able to hang around with us, we're going to have our first Meet the Family Sunday today on Zoom. My wife and I are going to be on Zoom as soon as this is over. We put the information not only on the screen, in the chat. We have the link inside the description as well. I'm going to ask that you join us on Zoom. It's our way that we can check in with each other. My wife and I want to give you some updates as it relates to the Outlet Community Church and just how we're utilizing the vision God has given us as we adjust and pivot during these times. We have some important updates. There are four areas: education, empowering our youth, helping to build stronger families, and integrating spiritual and mental health. We're looking to really deploy into those areas, and we cannot do that without you. So I'm going to ask if you have an additional 30 minutes after the 10 a.m. broadcast to join us on Zoom. For those who are watching this or listening to this after our 10 a.m. Broadcast, all of the information that we're going to cover is going to be uploaded to our website on Sunday evening. Well, my wife and I, we love you so much. We're going to kick off 21 Days of Prayer today. It's going to be the best one yet. God bless. We'll see you next time.